AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
Would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you listen to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We just got so many things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. Antisocial's big tech info purge. The big headline on Drudge, and it remains so. Facebook, Apple, and Google get out of free speech business. These are the titles that are ripping through the internet right now and everywhere else. And, of course, the dictators are in charge. The evildoers of the world are absolutely in charge, and they're going to take away our freedom of speech because they control the world. Monopolies, yes. Should they be busted up? Yes. Will Congress have the guts to do it? I don't know. But you know what? We live in a time that's a lot different today than it was 1984. That's the last time they broke up a big monopoly such as AT&T. We were talking about this in the last hour with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show. Anyway, so we've got a lot of stuff going on all over the place. this is, first of all, Alex Jones yesterday was 86th, meaning out of here. And this is from The Guardian. It says, Facebook, Apple, YouTube, and Spotify ban InfoWars Alex Jones. It says, all but one of the major content platforms have banned the American conspiracy theorist Alex Jones as the company's race to act in the wake of Apple's decision to remove five podcasts by Jones and his InfoWars websites. Facebook unpublished four pages run by Jones for repeated violations of community standards. Oh, really? Yeah, Zuckerberg, his community standards. Remember that. The pervert that he is. Oh, did I say that? Yeah, we're being ruled by the pervert. Of course we are. Perverts. YouTube terminated Jones' account over him repeatedly appearing in videos despite being subjected to a 90-day ban from his website. From his website. Yeah. And Spotify removed the entirety of one of Jones' podcasts for hate content. Really? Hate content. Facebook's removal of the pages, the Alex Jones channel page, the Alex Jones page, the InfoWars page, and the InfoWars nightly news page comes after the social network imposed a 30-day ban on Jones personally for his role in posting violating content to these pages. The hypocrisy, these monsters, in my opinion. I bet you right now you could probably Google, or you could probably find on Facebook, or you can find on YouTube those pictures of those guys in Mexico using chainsaws to dismember women, decapitate them. Oh, when they're alive, of course. And you know those things sat up there. I complained. I sent in all my little things, complaints about the content. And YouTube just let them up there for weeks. You know, decapitations in Syria and Iraq. Remember all that? Remember that? Yeah, that's YouTube for you. It's okay if we decapitate people in the name of Islam. But if you're Alex Jones seeking the truth and telling it, in exposing these people for the monsters that they are, then I guess you know what? Hey, the world is different after all now, isn't it? That's what these people do. Or when you want to talk about how certain experiments by the California Air Resources Board were using children to breathe in diesel fumes in violation of the Nuremberg Codes, which, by the way, are the codes that all civilized society are supposed to follow, given the, of course, horrific events of the Holocaust, for all of you Holocaust deniers, right? Which, of course, was the result of millions of people, and end result being the extermination of millions of people by totalitarian Nazi monsters. The same Nazis you're seeing out there in Portland, the same Nazis that you see in Berkeley, the same Nazis that are running Facebook, the same Nazis that are running Apple and YouTube. Those Nazis. Yeah, those guys. It's okay to show decapitations. It's okay to show live executions. It's okay to show debauchery. It's okay to support pedophiles. And, of course, the pedophile rings out there. It's all okay to do that. But when someone wants to express themselves in their First Amendment right, God-given right, I might add, oh, no, we can't have that. That's too threatening. Right. Speech is threatening. No matter if it's hate speech or love speech or all the extremes, it's always hate speech is their mantra, even though they're hateful, vile, disgusting imagery that they put up there and allow to be put up there by the totalitarian monsters who prop them up. That's okay. We're supposed to accept that. See, I'm taking you from one extreme to another. This is exactly what goes on in these things. We were banned. We were put in YouTube jail for 6 months because we're pointing out that the California Air Resources Board, Mary Nichols, the monster that she is, was using children in experiments, live experiments, and paying for them. Oh, they did. They didn't want us to point that out. We didn't use any imagery. We just said this is what was being investigated. And they threw us in YouTube jail for 6 months because we reported that. Words, actions, deeds. These are, by the way, they were supported by scientists at UCLA who actually admitted on air to us that that was what was going on. It was verifiable. In fact, they wanted to fire the scientist in question, had to fight for his job at UCLA because he was so outspoken about these very same things. Yet we were put in YouTube jail for 30 days because we spoke the truth. A little hypersensitive, are we, over there at Google and YouTube? I wonder why. Maybe because you're on the wrong side of history here. Maybe you're on the wrong side of the team. You evidenced yourselves as the totalitarian monsters that you are. And, of course, you did the same thing right yesterday when you tried to execute Alex Jones. Now, see, the problem is there's other ways to get around you, and we will. We, you know, you haven't destroyed the internet completely, but you're trying. I know you're trying. You're trying with China to completely control the internet and impose sanctions on everybody using the internet. Well, there's other ways in which we're going to be able to communicate, trust us. And with any slight glimpse or hope, we can end your monopolies. That would be the American way of doing things. When we have these types of systems so out of control, there is a way to control them. We can bust up the monopolies. That's our constitutional right to do that. We must exercise our constitutional right to control these totalitarian monsters. And by the way, aren't they just outing themselves? You see, there is hope. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
A little bit of slam dunk going on there for you. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just kind of lose it. Okay. Will Johnson. By popular request, I've been getting... And by the way, I'm going to open up the phone line here at the bottom of the hour. Next break, the phones will be open for your listening pleasure. And... we'll be doing that here in a second. Actually, the bottom of the hour, probably just a few more minutes, we'll be opening up the phone line, so you might want to express yourself. But I wanted to play this one more time, the Will Johnson speech that he made in Portland, because I think it's significant. I think it's absolutely an outstanding speech, but I think it's significant to what's going on in the world around us right now.
I came all the way from California because I think the fight is not only in California. The fight is here. The fight is the United States of America. We have to come together and we have to fight these Nazis across the street. They're trying to take us down. Ever since I started this movie, before I started watching it, I noticed that these people want to attack white people as if white people are the problem, but they are the fascists.
Yeah. Amen.
They don't want to recognize that it's the Democrats that have destroyed this nation, that have done everything they can to destroy all of us. Check it out. Domestic terrorism is the committing of the terrorist act in someone's own country against their fellow citizens and property. They want to destroy everything you own. They want to take your homes away. They want to take your children away. They want to indoctrinate everything that they teach us. But I thank God we have Donald J. Trump as our president. Does not want to see all of us together peacefully. They want us fighting. They want us divided. But we have to stand together. Now is the time. 2018, we've got to vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out. Vote them out. Vote them out. Vote them out. Vote them out. Vote them out.
The resist movement was created by the KKK Democratic Party. They are the ones who are pure evil. They are the ones who are trying to take over everything. Look, I came all the way from California because I believe in this movement. I came because we have to stick together. I see different colors in the crowd. I see colors God created. I see all of us coming together, not to be divided, but to be united. This resist movement from the Democratic Party, they're nothing but terrorists. Every time you see Democrats, label them as domestic terrorists. Do not call them anything else other than what they are. Now you have crazy mad Maxine Waters telling liberals. You have crazy Maxine Mad Waters telling liberals to attack conservatives, to attack the Trump administration. They are trying to start a civil war again in this nation. And again, the Democrats are on the wrong side of history. That American flag was the flag that was standing that freed all of us. That is the flag that I stand with. That is the flag that I represent, because it represents all of us. My name is Will Johnson. Unite America First. I love you. God bless you. God bless America. God bless America.
Well, there you have it. Will Johnson firing up the group in Portland, calling Antifa Nazis. Well, and they are. One of the things, if you go out and see Dinesh D'Souza's movie, and there's parts of the movie I really disagree with, and sometime I'll share with you my disagreements. Not too much, though. I mean, I can, there's really one part I disagree with, but I understand why he didn't bring it all out, because we have a bigger discussion in the movie. I mean, it's just a philosophical thing. You know, we could debate it, you know, and that sort of thing. But for the most part, it's an excellent movie, and you need to see it. I'm recommending it highly. But he really explains this whole thing, and I like to try and explain it. You know, of course, we talk about it here. I bring it out every time I open the show, Stopping Totalitarianism, One Exceptional American at a Time, which is you. That's how we have to stop this stuff. And here we have it. It's out and about. It's here. And Will said it. Will said it yesterday, Saturday. The Nazis across the street. Now, this gets back to the Dinesh D'Souza movie, because he blends the ideologies together as totalitarianism. Okay? He blends it as totalitarianism. So, and that's what it is. All these ideologies are all the one and the same. It's you know, when you talk about communism and you talk about Nazism, it's the same thing. It's the same exact, they do the exact same thing in the same exact fashion. And of course, everybody says, oh, there's a difference between, really? Is there really a difference between Nazism and communism? They do the same thing. One's a little bit more, I guess you would say, into the business end of things, in which you use a little bit of fascism here and fascism there. And the communists are really into communal living. I mean, obviously, communism means community. And when you get to the extreme of communism, which you see in Cuba, and you see in the people who eat dirt in North Korea, and you used to see it in Romania, Nicolae Ceaușescu, who, by the way, his number one funding source was the selling of babies. Yeah. The selling of babies. Made a lot of money on Romanian orphanages. In orphans. Do you wonder what for? It's a big business with Nicolae Ceaușescu, who Roger Thoreau, in our conversation with him in 1992 in Barcelona, Spain, said he was a pig. Nicolae Ceaușescu. Look him up. Romania. Look him up. Look up that Romanian dictator and what he did. He was a communist. But one of the things they bring out in the movie is that the ideologies between communism and Nazism in the 30s, when the two were kind of growing together, or in the 20s and 30s, because, you know, they didn't, you know, they were competing dictatorships, mindsets. Along the same ideologies of Marx and Lenin. Then you had Adolf Hitler, who had his own little variety because he wanted to engage and have more business, a business-friendly totalitarian communism, basically. But the bottom line is, the one thing that was a big irritant between the Nazi Germans and the communists is because the communists in Germany were taking orders from Moscow. They weren't listening to the homegrown Germans in Munich. No, they weren't doing that. They were listening to orders coming out of, well, Moscow. And who was there? Stalin, of course. He's given the orders into Germany, and that was not setting well with the fellow totalitarian traveler, Adolf Hitler. Can you well imagine? So there was purging of the communists by the Nazis, and that's when the whole rub, basically, between Nazism and communism, it really came to a zenith. And ultimately, during World War II, well, led to the millions of people being killed. He brings it out in the movie brilliantly, by the way. All this is one and the same totalitarian monster groupie. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
How's that new world order working out for you? Let's call Alex Jones and find out how that new world order is working out for Alex Jones. Well, it's coming to you. Hello. It's coming to you. Yes, indeed, it is. I'm just telling you, this is what's happening. Jerry Brown and his Marxism, and he's a nice totalitarian. He's out there in California, and of course you've got Zuckerberg. He's out in California too. Is it the totalitarian Google? Yeah, Facebook and Google, and YouTube, of course, they're all in California. What's that tell you about California? It tells you it's time for New California. Yeah, I just couldn't resist it. You know what I mean? Do you feel me, brother? Do you feel me? Obviously, you feel me. And I appreciate the feel.
The feeling's so good for us.
I'm sorry. I'm in one of those kind of moods. And, you know, it's just sort of a natural thing, right, to be in one of these kind of moods? Well, sort of. Interesting thing about Jerry Brown and Donald Trump. We're going to get into that in the third hour, not right now. We're on a roll. We're on an absolute roll right now. But I wanted to get into Chi-Town and, you know, talk about that because this is something that it says alleged MS-13 kingpin with killer nickname. Okay, I don't want to talk about that guy whining about being in jail after slaughtering people. What's up with that? I do want to talk about, and I'm looking actually for an article where somebody's going to talk about what's going on in Chicago, besides Agenda 21 Radio. You would think that the big guys would have some sort of article about that, but no, they don't have that. Okay, so what we know right now is there's over 70 people were shot. Now, and again, I'm going to go, I don't know why I don't do this. I got my phone right here. Okay, this, I'm trying to find, oh, here we go, okay. Latest. 13 dead, 66 shot, and not one arrest. Okay, this is the big news that is coming out of what we have right now. All right, now this was last night at about 8 o'clock. I got this from my New York or my Chicago sources. 13 dead, 66 shot, and not one arrest in Chicago. Not one arrest. Now, I find this very interesting. There hasn't been any arrest that I know of. I mean, well, I guess there is a few arrests that have been coming out of Chicago. But this is just an outrageous statement. Now, we understand that the number now in Chicago is well over 70 over the weekend. And the bodies are coming in. The count isn't complete. We don't know what the weekend body count is. So far, 13 dead. 66 shot and not one arrest. What is going on over there? Well, we know what's going on. You got a governor who doesn't care, right? Go ahead and slaughter the kids. Slaughter everybody else. Just okay. I mean, somebody should be stepping up. Should be stepping up from the governor's office saying, look, let's bring in the National Guard to solve this problem in Chicago. That's the progression. That's the chain, but not the governor there, no. Working hand in hand with Rahm Emanuel, you've got Chicago hornswoggled. That's what's going on. Okay, now, that's the latest. Let's see what I got here. I'm 66. Okay, this came out of ABC News last night, the 66 number. But that was last night. But we've heard recent reports, and I'm trying to find where the report is. It's over 70 now. Can you believe that? Over 70 people are killed in Chicago, or excuse me, are shot in a weekend. That's amazing. Yet nothing is happening there to stop it. Nothing. So what is the reason for that? They want to show lawlessness. They want to show lawlessness there, and it's working, right? Because they're allowing it to happen, and no one's stepping up. Now, whether or not these citizens are actually going to be successful in stopping Rahm Emanuel from this blood fest, I don't know. I think they will. I really do. We have a lot of, you know, a commonality that's going on in between California and Chicago. One is gunfire, and the other was natural disaster. Now, Rahm Emanuel and Jerry Brown are fellow travelers, of course. You have one who's got a crisis in Chicago, and you got another one who's got a crisis in California. Now, one is a Second Amendment issue, and the other is an environmental issue, right? The environmental issue out here in California is the raging fires, the natural disasters. Now, benefit-wise, I'm not too sure what Rahm Emanuel is getting out of the benefit rather than to show the world that his city's completely out of control, the Second Amendment doesn't work, the First Amendment doesn't work, Illinois is completely lawless. So therefore, it's ungovernable, and therefore, it's the Constitution of the United States that's broken it all down. I mean, that's the twisted logic that he's got. But that dog's not hunting. Now, in California, but again, I'll throw the comparison. No arrests in the recent weekend, and very few arrests in the other weekends of all the shootings and mass shootings that go on over the weekends in Chicago. Now, in California, we have a different kind of crisis. It's an environmental crisis. The state is ablaze. Gee, really? I wonder why the state is ablaze in California. Maybe mismanagement. Maybe lack of allocations of proper resources to try and manage the forest and all the different parts of California, the rural areas of California that have a lot of fuel because they have not been managing the wildlands properly. Controlled burns, allowing grazing. See, back in the day, we never had these kind of fires. Ranchers used to let their cattle graze on all this land and used to cut the grass down to nothing every year, and they'd do it appropriately. Range those cattle out there in different places so that the forage was good for them. But that all stopped. Well, we still had to stop that. Controlled burns. Oh, we didn't need money for that. We needed the money that was going to be used for controlled burns and managing all this property with all this fuel. We needed it for the illegal foreign nationals, of course. $26 billion to them last year alone in California. That's a big chunk of money. And where did they get that money? They stole it. Jerry Brown took that money from these kind of situations, the natural resources management, infrastructure management, Oroville Dam, anybody? Almost killed 1 million people that night, Jerry, including me. See, this is what's going on. But by the way, these fires that were now, like, multiple hundreds of fires all throughout the state. Tens of thousands, the largest fire that's burning right now in state history, the Mendocino Complex. It's burning up like crazy. But who started it? How did it start? Oh, we don't know. Oh, we don't. We know nothing. We know nothing in California. And by the way, we haven't caught anybody who started the fires. And clearly, these fires have been started by man. Since not one of these fires has been associated with a lightning strike. I know, it's global warming. The charade's over, Jerry. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Rahm Emanuel and Jerry Brown. By the way, Rahm Emanuel, it's great. No one arrested over the weekend for all these weekend shootings and murders. And California, for all the fires that have been started, no one arrested. Yeah. Last year we did a study, went and checked out. 27 fires were started in a time period about 24 hours last year in July, I think it was. And it's kind of interesting. No one knew how the fires got started. I was logging this in and I was checking the Cal Fire. I think they probably put something up there as to why it was started or why these fires were started. But these fires started suddenly, you know. That was in July. And then in October, we had the big fires in Sonoma. And outside of Calistoga, they had 40-some fires started in one time within an hour. Let's see. I wonder how that happened. And, you know, the thing that's really funny is if you take a look at, and I don't think I've got the pictures. What did I do with those pictures? I got a whole bunch of these pictures of how these fires in the car fire hopped around, right? And they look just eerily similar to what happened in Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, which I visited, by the way. I visited Sonoma County, checked out some of the fires that happened in Calistoga and Santa Rosa, which were very interesting. The burn patterns and so on just, geez, didn't look anything like a real fire to me. And then, of course, now in Redding, out there at the car fire, same thing. And, you know, it's interesting. There's very, very eerie YouTubes out there and videos of these fires showing the destruction, the path of destruction. In a lot of places, yeah, they're burned out, but it's selective burns of selected houses, it looks like. And interestingly enough, they show these parts of houses that they've seemed to have been combusted from the inside. And it's also interesting that their smart meter areas are blown apart. You know where the meter is on the side of the house? The smart meter is just like blown apart. And so is all the wiring that runs from the electric box into the ground. Now, what's up with that? And then the house is destroyed. And then you see these branches of oak trees. By the way, it's heavily oaked up there in that area. And oak trees don't burn too well. And by the way, they usually survive a burn. They're very, very durable trees. I love oak trees. Absolutely, all varieties of oak trees. I love oak trees. But these oak trees, some of them, it's really interesting. Now, these are oak trees. Oak is a hard wood, right? But these oak trees are severed. The branches, the boughs of them, are just severed. And then the tree is intact. I mean, the tree is not burned. But the trees are just, like, cut up. But what's interesting is that where the cut mark, where the branches are severed, they're burn marks. Everything else is alive. It looks healthy. Well, not healthy, but green and alive. Odd. Then there's one picture where the one house has been cut in half, and the one half burned, and the other half is still standing. Perfect cut. Now, I don't know about you, but that looks really suspicious. That's an Alex Jones. You know, Alex, that conspiracy theorist out there? You know, that conspiracy theory. What is up with that? Maybe Alex Jones is onto something about these conspiracy theorists out there. Anyway, I hope all of you do have your tinfoil hats on. Because, you know, guess what? You could be right. Don't you hate it when we're right on Agenda 21? People compliment me all the time now about how we've been out in front of everything news-wise and all this other good stuff. And I'm sitting there going, yeah. I mean, to us here, we always have the tinfoil hat on. That's because we're always thinking. We're always thinking about what's going on out there. And we're finding out facts. We encourage tinfoil hat thinking here all the time, of course, because you are allowed to think. Right, wrong, indifferent, you have freedom of thinking here. Whereas in other places, Mr. Zuckerberg would not permit it, right? Community standards. The thought police. YouTube, Facebook, Google. Right. Anyway, that's what's going on here. We got a break coming up. Gosh darn. The day is going quickly. Didn't get to the phone lines yet, but we will. So you guys out there that are chomping at the bit to get on the phones, we'll be up and around here in a little bit. We've got a ton of content to cover. We cover quite a bit. I guess the big thing, the big story, though, is how these people are going to censor us. This is a real big milestone yesterday when they came out and just completely decapitated Alex Jones. And what they're doing is they're firing for effect. They're going to see what kind of blowback they get, Google and Facebook. And, you know, this is the time in which our Congress, though, needs to take action and break up the monopolies. And I go back to AT&T. Listen, phone service today, we can call pretty much anywhere in the nation for free, right? Now, back in the day, you couldn't do that. I mean, it was an arm and a leg to call back to Pennsylvania. It's like $5 a minute, you know. But now, you know, it's not. It's free. And that really has been the result of breaking up AT&T. Yeah, AT&T had to be broken up because of the growth of the country, and AT&T, American Telephone and Telegraph, had a complete monopoly on telephony in the United States. And it had to be broken up. And when it is broken up, look what happened. Look at what happened to communications around the world. It vastly improved humanity. And guess what? Breaking up Facebook and Apple and Google and YouTube will have the same effect. Monopolies must end. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. All right. We've got top of the hour coming back again. Just always the top of the hour. Today is grievance day. It's grievance number 29 in New California. You believe that? 29. 11 left. 11 grievances left. And these grievances are for you, all of you in California and New California. There has to be a way in which we can vent ourselves legally, you know, put ourselves out there and say, let's make a stand and say no more. Perceptions are everything here in a grievance. Just remember that. It's what you perceive the government is doing to you that you put down in a grievance. That's the grievance. That's the process, and we're in the process. This is a declaration of independence for California, New California, from California. And the grievance process is moving forward. We have 11 more after today. Do you believe that? It's just that amazing, the numbers that are going on. The numbers of these. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And, gosh, are we coming up to the close now? Yeah, we're getting close. What's going on here? I'm looking at my clock. I'm like, there's a glare on my screen. I'm like, wait a minute. Anyway, so we got the top of the hour coming up, and remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. And don't forget to donate. And also our sponsors, MyPillow Agenda, is the promo code for your discount, 800-266-4715. And like we say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.